Victory Day in Russia. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Not victory in Ukraine, but a celebration of beating the Nazis in World War II. President Putin calls the invasion of Ukraine necessary, claiming the West was prepared to invade Russia. More help for Ukraine may be coming from Congress.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on CBS Face the Nation says the U.S. must stand strong on all fronts for Ukraine.
More weapons, more sanctions, more economic assistance, and more humanitarian assistance.
But Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox News Sunday said there must be a stronger message sent to Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Our effort to deter Russia through rhetoric and talking tough and acting weak didn't work. We're in a fight for the future of Europe.
The White House is seeking quick approval in Congress for billions more in Ukraine aid. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
First Lady Jill Biden is in Slovakia to meet with President Zuzana Kaptova. She was in Ukraine yesterday meeting that country's First Lady, Olena Zelenska. She's also visited with Ukrainians displaced from their homes. Three children are found dead in their home in Los Angeles. Their mother's under arrest. A fourth child reportedly ran to a neighbor's house unhurt. Gusty winds been making it harder to fight fires in New Mexico.
They forced some firefighting aircraft to be grounded, removing a key tool for battling the fires. The National Interagency Fire Center says more than 20,000 buildings are threatened, and the northern and southern ends of the fire are proving trickier to contain with the fast winds. The fire has already destroyed about 300 homes over the last 2 weeks, but the area's largest rural town is Las Vegas, New Mexico, population 13,000, and it appears safe for now thanks to fire lines and other preparations. Salchi and Grasso, Fox News.
Six people are shot, three fatally, at a condominium complex in Clarkson, Georgia. That's an Atlanta suburb. Police have been interviewing witnesses and have made no arrests. The county's been working for years to have that property torn down. It's a dangerous eyesore. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Election day in the Philippines. The top contenders are Ferdinand Marcos Jr., the son of the former dictator, and the current vice president, Lenny Robredo, is the other top contender. The current president, Rodrigo Duterte, is limited to a single 6-year term. His daughter, Sarah, is running for vice president. We're now 2 weeks away from the potential end of Title 42. That's the COVID health measure keeping asylum seekers on the other side of the U.S. border while their cases go through the system. And many people expect a huge rise in illegal border crossings if the policy ends.
While much of the focus concerning border security is on the states which migrants cross into, Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich says that everyone should be concerned.
Every state is a border state because this is impacting us with the surge of drugs and violence coming into our communities as well.
Rio Grande, Texas Mayor Joe Villarreal, a Democrat, admits that his town can't handle an exponential rise in the already record number of people coming into the U.S. But he discounts the narrative that there's only two choices, a totally open border and a totally closed one.
Immigration and border security can coexist.
21 Republican-led states have sued to block the end of Title 42. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
It's National Nurses Month.
The American Nurses Association choosing Nurses Make a Difference as the theme, saying it's to honor the different roles nurses take on and their positive impact on our lives. The month is broken up into four weekly focus areas. Last week was self-care, maintaining optimal mental health and physical well-being. This week is recognition to honor nurses. Next week is professional development. And the last week of the month is community engagement, educating members of the community on what nurses do away from a hospital bed, like advocacy, public policy, policy or serving on organizational boards. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady. Fox News.
NASCAR. Joey Logano wins the Goodyear 400, sending leader William Byron into the wall with a bump on the next-to-last lap. Byron calls Logano an idiot. I'm Chris Foster. Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.